Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect the low 61. Wednesday, partly sunny. High up to 81.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Here it is, already Tuesday afternoon. That means insurance is the main topic. And the man who knows about it, it's Dan the Insurance Man. Dan, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, AJ, and good afternoon, Jacksonville. Happy New Year, AJ, since I couldn't say it last week because I was under the weather and stuff. And
well, I'm glad you're over the weather because it looks a lot better out.
Yeah, it does. I feel it feels nicer outside and much better on the inside as well.
All right, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. And what's up today?
Well, you know, today we are going to talk about some common questions that people may have, or that you and that some of the listeners may have. So I've got some like the top 10 most common insurance questions that are asked, and then as the show progresses, we will maybe top 5 myths that. About homeowners insurance, and then 20 questions, and I don't know that we'll necessarily get through all of them, but but you know, 20 questions you might be too embarrassed to ask. So
now, I wonder if you've probably you in your career you've probably handled most of these questions you're about ready to reveal and topics.
Yeah, so, and then if we can get to it by the end of the show, so like the top 5 questions. Every small business owner should ask about, like, group benefits.
All right. And, sounds like a lot of Tuesday info this afternoon.
Yep, it is. And then, of course, if you've if any of our listeners want to give me a call and ask me a question about your insurance topic, you can always do that. The phone number is 904-831-0600. All the lines are currently open.
Look at that. There we go.
And so you can always give a call, and AJ guarantees you instant access on the air. And then in the meantime, if you're a little shy or you can't reach us during the hour broadcast here, you can always reach me off the air at Thomas & Associates, and that phone number is 904-730-3900. Again, I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year, and that it was safe and fun and not full of, really good, happy drama with really nice gifts and, visiting with family and friends. With that being said, let's kind of go over some common insurance questions that you might have. That these are pretty common, and these are questions I get a lot of the time. So, does your credit score affect the premium? Well, yes, it does. Although most insurance companies do not actually pull your credit score. What they pull is what's known as an insurance score. And it has nothing to do with your credit per se. It's all and your insurance score is primarily generated by how long you may have lived in your residence, how long you've been doing business with your current auto insurance company, have you ever lapsed your insurance?
It's all insurance based.
It's all insurance based.
Not a FICO score.
It's not a FICO score. They do what's known as a soft pull. Mm-hmm. So it's generic information. It may have maybe a late pay history or something along those lines, but it has more to do with your relationship with your insurance companies versus creditors.
Right. Okay. So, and they want to know about your stability, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And, you know, have you ever had insurance policies canceled from non-payment? So, you know, your insurance score will determine whether or not you get a low premium, a moderate medium premium, or a high premium.
All right. All right. So that's good information right off the top. Now, we've already gotten some response from your asking if listeners would like to ask a question. And we have Rob from Arlington. He wants to know something about a situation with Marketplace Insurance. Rob, are you there?
Hey, yes, I am. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Rob. Go ahead with your question.
I have a 24-year-old son who has a job. He doesn't make a lot of money. He's had a marketplace, a subsidized marketplace plan for several years. He has just been offered insurance through his employer. Does he have to accept the employer insurance and cancel the marketplace plan?
Well, that one is kind of a tricky question. The reason for that is that how large is the employer? Do you know? How many employees do they have?
I do not know. It's a movie theater chain.
Well, they probably have into the thousands. Then when you figure that they're a national,
national. I don't know, but yeah, I guess they're a pretty good company. They're a publicly traded company.
Yeah, so the likelihood is the answer to that question is probably yes. And then the real question then becomes, which plan should he take from the employer? And the reason I say that is that if he declines their insurance and he keeps the marketplace, mm-hmm. there is the potential or the possibility that when he does his taxes, that this very large company is reporting to the IRS that they are offering group health insurance. And then the IRS could come back when he files his taxes and says, hey,
well, they want all the subsidy back.
Right. We want all the subsidy back because your employer is offering group health insurance.
And I know what he's paying now through the marketplace is going to be cheaper than what he would get through his employer, but
probably. But you know, his employer is going to have to pay at least 50% of the cost of the insurance, and it depends. And then from there, it's going to depend on what the cost of the group health insurance is, the plans they offer. If your son has questions, I'm happy to give him my 2 cents based on what his employer is offering him as far as health insurance coverage. And I can give him a recommendation of which plan he should take from his employer based on his current needs. If he has a problem making up his own mind or he gets confused.
Well, I think it'll be the cheapest plan they offer, whatever that is.
Well, you know, and I do understand where he might be coming from a price standpoint, but sometimes the cheapest plan isn't necessarily the right plan. So. Right. He probably should look at the possibility of having to take the employer coverage when they're going to start it, and then terminate or close out his marketplace coverage.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured the answer was going to be, but I just wanted to hear it from somebody who knows more than I do.
Yep, not a problem. And like I said, if he has any questions as to which plan he should take from his employer, have him reach out to me off the air, and I'll be happy to give him some advice along those lines as well.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hey, look at that.
Good question.
Yeah, that was a great question. And here I hear music. It's like the first segment didn't really even exist. It's like it started and now it's
well,
it's over.
You got 1 point in before the question.
So. When we get back from the other side of the break, I'm going to continue with the 10 most common questions. And again, if you have a question about your insurance topic, give us a call here on the air, 904-831-0600.
You're listening to Dan, the Insurance Man, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Dan, back with all those topics and more right here on WBOB.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB. Or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB. Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
And since it's a Tuesday afternoon, Dan's got some important information for you in this early part of the year.
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. And again, if you have a question and you want to ask us on the air, 904-831-0600. And then if you want to reach me off the air, you can do that at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. And we're going to get back to my 10 most common insurance questions. The second one I have is auto related, and it says, and the question that I have a lot of my clients call and ask me is, hey, I'm going to be on a trip and I'm getting a rental car, and I'm always asked, would I like to purchase the rental car insurance? And so I get asked, is that something that I need to get? Does my auto insurance cover me? Well, the answer to that is that your auto insurance covers you based on the type of auto insurance that you get for your personal car. So, the real question is whether or not you need it is really dependent on where you're going to be driving the rental car. So, like, if you live here in Jacksonville and you're going to be driving around in Miami, I usually recommend to my clients buy the rental car insurance. And the reason for that is that if you get into an accident, whether it's your fault or not your fault, the rental car company is on the hook because you got the insurance through them. So, you know, if you think about it, you get a rental car, you park it, and a crane falls on the rental car. All you got to do is pick up one of the hubcaps, go back to the rental car company, give them the keys and the hubcap, and say, I'm returning my car, and you walk away, and you don't have to worry about anything. Whereas if it is your insurance and the accident is your fault, you're covered by your policy limits. Now, if you're one of those people who likes to get lower limits, like the state minimums, 10-20 or 25-50, then it might be better for you to buy the rental car insurance so that if something happens, you're not on the hook for repairing somebody else's car through your policy. If you have a higher limit policy, it might make sense for you to carry that liability on a rental car. But normally what I recommend is if you're getting a rental car for the city you live in and it's only for a day or two, you might decline it. If you're going to be traveling and you're on the road a lot, and then it may make more sense to get the rental car company's insurance plan just to protect you in the event something happens to the car. You know, another question I've gotten from a client, they had a detached garage on their property, which caught fire and burned down, and they had their car in the garage. And they called me up and they said, Dan, my detached garage caught fire and my car suffered some damage, and they wanted to know which insurance is going to be paying for my car. Well, in this particular case, the auto insurance will pay for the car. It will be the non-collision. It will be the comprehensive coverage.
But it would still apply.
That would apply. Right? That's correct. The deductible would still apply. Now you could potentially file a claim through the homeowners, to maybe cover the deductible portion of the car. Now, if it was somebody else's car, their auto insurance will cover the damages to the car, but they would likely subrogate, which means that the other person's insurance company would go to your homeowner's company and say, well, hey, we had to pay for our insured's car, and we want that money back. So in that case, you're going to be the one who pays for it, but it's not necessarily going to be your homeowner's company that's going to be paying for the other person's car right away. It's probably going to be their insurance, and then they're going to reimburse the other insurance company. So that can get kind of confusing, but in general, if it's your car, your auto policy insurance is going to cover that claim as a comprehensive claim because it wasn't involved in a collision. People will ask me, I inherited some valuable jewelry from my mom or my aunt or my uncle. Get a jewelry writer. If it's a valuable piece of jewelry and it's worth, I want to say, more than $2,500, put it on schedule it on a jewelry floater rider and insure that piece of jewelry for what it's worth, especially if it's got a lot of sentimental value as well as monetary value. Put that on a personal article floater or a jewelry floater.
And does that cover damage and damage and theft?
It does. Mm-hmm. So it even covers of course, it covers theft. Somebody breaks into your home. It covers you. It covers you if you're wearing the jewelry and you get held up and somebody steals it from you because you're away from the house. And it covers you in case it gets damaged. Or let's say you're wearing a diamond ring and the diamond, one of the diamonds or a diamond, the diamond falls out of the ring.
Falls out of the setting, yeah.
Out of the setting. It will also cover the cost or the replacement of the diamond for that ring.
Wow.
So, it's very comprehensive coverage.
And if it was, unfortunately, say that something happened to your home while you weren't there and you had some of this jewelry that was part of that rider, I guess it would cover that as well, right?
That is correct.
If it didn't survive.
That's correct, yes. So let's say your house burnt to the ground and the jewelry melted or something like that.
Although you might want to invest in a fireproof safe.
Safe.
If you have,
yes.
Especially if you have a substantial amount and you want to have it in your possession.
That's correct. That's correct. So, a jewelry rider or a floater makes a lot of sense for that. And that also works for works of art. You know, if you own a Rembrandt or a Picasso or even a sketch or anything along those lines, and it has some value, then that's an item that you want to schedule on your, on your homeowner's policy to make sure that that it's well protected if something should happen. Another question I get is what factors should I consider to determine if I'm getting a good value for my homeowner's insurance? Here's the thing. When it comes to homeowners, you want to protect yourself if something were to happen. So don't skimp on the protection portions of the policy. Don't try to lessen the value of your home because it's going to give you a lower premium. Because you could, in the long run, be harming yourself if something were to happen. There may not be enough money to rebuild the house the way it should be rebuilt if something did happen. So, if you have a home that's worth $250,000 and you say, well, I only want to insure it for $200,000, well, that's great. But if something were to happen, you may not have enough money to rebuild the house to the proper, to the proper state. And then you're going to be left with the option of building a smaller home on the land. Now, some people might be happy with that, but I know I wouldn't be. I would want my house to have the same square footage that it currently has. And you also want to make sure that that your personal contents is covered correctly. A lot of people say, well, what's not covered by my homeowner's insurance policy? Those would be earthquakes, flood, and like acts of terrorism. Acts of terrorism are not technically covered under insurance. There are some federal laws that might kick in, I believe, that will kick in the event of an act of terrorism, where the federal government reimburses the insurance companies. But insurance in and of itself does not cover acts of terrorism. Also, wear and tear is not covered. So, if your roof needs to get replaced because it's hit the lifespan of the roof and it's not because of a storm, insurance isn't going to cover you and give you a new roof because, the it needs replacing. You're on the hook for that.
Ouch.
Right. That's an ouch. I hear the music. We're coming down to the end of the second segment here. So if you have a call, all the lines are currently open. AJ guarantees you'll be on the air. 904-831-0600.
Back with Dan, the Insurance Man, just a couple minutes away right here. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Rougher shoving and sharper jabs are expected as a tight field of Democrats takes the stage for Tuesday night's final debate before Iowa's leadoff presidential caucuses. Just six candidates are gathering in Des Moines. That's the smallest number yet on a debate stage. The new dynamic will offer candidates more opportunities to criticize each other's proposals as well as tout their own. The fuel for the fire comes from the fact that it's the last debate before Iowa's results, which will give the winner momentum for the primaries to come. The House is expected to vote Wednesday to send the articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the announcement Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 32 points, the NASDAQ dropped 22, the S&P lower by 5. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon. The city of Jacksonville and Daly's convenience stores are joining together to fight underage vaping. They both pledged $100,000 to make middle and high schoolers aware of the dangers of e-cigarettes. Several city leaders are urging action, including City Council member Ron Salem, who says he's concerned about studies that show about a third of teenagers routinely vape. Studies also show many of those young users turn to traditional tobacco products within 6 months of their first puff. Voters will not decide on legal marijuana in Florida this year. Supporters of a constitutional amendment on legalization say they've run out of time to get enough signatures by February 1st to get the question onto November's ballot. Now, they say they'll shift their focus to 2022 and try to get the state Supreme Court to approve how that new proposal is worded. The most recent effort was backed by almost $9 million in contributions, most of that from two large medical marijuana firms. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because of an accident on I-95 heading north at Atlantic Boulevard. Also, there's a multi-vehicle crash on the East Beltway on I-295 southbound beyond US 17 North Main Street. And there's a broken down vehicle on the West Beltway on 295 southbound at the exit at Wilson Boulevard. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect the low 61. Wednesday, partly sunny, high up to 81.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. Bloomberg is going to announce that he's running for president. That is an utter and complete indictment of the whole struggle bus. A man who really has the charisma of an old shoe that your dog has chewed over the years. He's getting into the race. What does that mean? It means that they're in trouble.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
And Dan has some great tips, some insurance questions, some answers, and more. And if you'd like to ask him any question about insurance today, of course, our number is open right now. All the lines are open, 904-831-0600. Didn't mean to take the phone number away from you, Dan, but just thought we'd get that out of the way here as we get back into the final half hour.
All right. So AJ gave you the number to call on the air questions. If you have a question for me off the air, you can reach me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3877. 3900. There's a lot of questions that people are embarrassed to ask. And sometimes I have to find out after something has happened.
So these are the most embarrassing questions?
Well, I don't know about the most embarrassing, but these are
some.
These are some of the questions that people tend to be embarrassed to ask about. A lot of people, they know that they need car insurance. People think, or they believe that, they're afraid to ask. A lot of people are embarrassed to ask, is car insurance required? Is it illegal to not have it, or is it just, can you just choose not to have it? Well,
that's an interesting question.
in 49 states, it's illegal not to have car insurance if you own a car.
And Florida is one of those. Okay.
The two places that you do not have to have car insurance, the two states you do not have to have car insurance is New Hampshire and Virginia.
New Hampshire and Virginia is surprising. It's a large state. New Hampshire is not a huge state, but it's right there, right next to Massachusetts.
And in Virginia, if you choose to not have car insurance, you are required to pay the state of Virginia $500 to be able to opt out of buying car insurance.
So they get the tax money, I guess you'd say.
I guess so. Yeah, you're going to pay that. You're going to pay the state of Virginia $500, and then they're going to give you a get out of jail free card for a year that says you don't have to buy auto insurance.
So now if you do get that's kind of weird, but I mean, as far as who covers the insurance costs, if does the person get liable personally, they could be sued.
Yep. You're paying the state in Virginia. You pay the state of Virginia for the privilege and the luxury of not paying an insurance company. And then you still don't have insurance.
But you're at greater peril.
It might
seem cheaper right off the face of it, but it doesn't sound like a great plan.
You're absolutely correct.
You might
correct
be out of
there.
A car and out of a lot of money.
So, and then the other question that I know people want to ask me, but they're kind of embarrassed to ask, is the minimum amount of car insurance required by my state enough? And I will say that the minimum that the state requires is what the state says is legally required. In other words, in Florida, it's 1020. So 10,000 liability with $20,000, $10,000 liability if you hurt someone per person, $20,000 for the accident, that's the 1020, and then $10,000 property damage.
So it puts you at more exposure, though. Still.
So that is, in Florida, that's the bare minimum for insurance. Is it a great amount of money? No.
But it is some protection if you're really strapped, I suppose.
Yes.
But in most cases, it's probably not enough.
It's not going to be enough. It's not. If you think about it, if you had to go buy a car today, even a used car, one that's 5 years old, you're paying a little bit more than $10,000 for that car. So if you hit somebody and you have to replace and you total their car, the likelihood is that you're not carrying enough money to pay for their replacement vehicle in the event you total it, which means that they're going to come after you if you have any assets. So if you're a person who makes $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, you're not carrying enough auto insurance to cover or protect your assets, because even if they can't make you sell an asset, they can win a judgment against you and they can pull the money out of your paycheck through payroll, through payroll deduction, if they can win a judgment that says you owe the money. So you don't get out of it just because you say, well, I don't own a house, I don't own a boat. Well, that doesn't matter because they can get a judgment and they can take it out of your future earnings. So bear, you know, kind of keep that in mind. What I normally tell people is that really the bare bones minimum auto insurance that I like to see a person carry is $5,100. So that's $50,000 liability, $50,000 property damage, and $100,000 per accident. So that's typically where I recommend if somebody wants to buy what I would consider bare bones minimum, that's what I would recommend. And the cost difference between the state minimum of 1020 to my recommended minimum of 5,100 is usually less than $10 per month. To carry five times more coverage and be better protected. People will ask me, I'm thinking about buying a new car. Do I need gap insurance? Well, the answer to that is if you're putting 20% down on the car that you're purchasing, you're probably buying it with enough equity that you don't need the gap insurance and if something were to happen. But if you sleep more comfortably at night knowing that if something happened to the car and it got totaled, and you wanted to make sure that you weren't going to reach into your pocket for anything, then yeah, go ahead and get the gap insurance. It doesn't necessarily cost that much, and it's certainly not going to add that much to the payment of the car, either. So, you know, it's a 50-50. But if you're not putting 20% down on the new car, then yeah, gap insurance might make some sense.
Is gap insurance? I'm sorry to jump in here, but is gap insurance offered through a firm like yours, or is it offered through the dealership, or both?
It's typically offered through the dealership,
right?
Because you really get it at the time of purchase when you're financing the car.
Right. And so that does protect you in that case.
Right.
If you think that it could be too burdensome, right?
Correct. And then other people, you know, they want to know, you know, do I need car insurance if I don't own a car? If you rent or you drive other people's cars frequently, then yes, you should look into a non-owner auto insurance policy.
Okay, so that would protect the person.
Yes, which provides liability coverage. Non-owner policies don't include collision or comprehensive coverage because you don't need it. It's not your car. But in the event that you run over somebody, you have liability coverage that protects you.
So you do have a driver's license, but you don't own a vehicle, rather, then you're not required to have it. Now, but I guess Florida does require, if you own a vehicle and you have a driver's license, you are required to have insurance.
That's correct. If you own a car, you are required to put auto insurance on the car. And if you don't drive the car, then you can go to the insurance company and you can say, I need storage coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that all you're allowed to do is turn on the car, drive it down to the end of the driveway, and then pull forward again and park it.
Save a lot on gas, I guess.
There are a lot of little things that you should be aware of when it comes to auto insurance. Somebody asked me, do red cars cost more to insure? The answer is no. Insurance companies don't really care
That's a myth.
So again, if you have a question for me on the air, I think we have one more segment coming up.
One more segment to go.
904-831-0600. Currently, all the lines are open, and AJ will guarantee to put you on the air.
We'll be right back with Dan, the Insurance Man, in our final segment. Lots more great information. Hang on in right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
25 years has seen a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed: the quality of CopyFax, a family-owned business taking pride in their service and products. Back up all of your business files easily with CopyFax. Full color is the same low cost as black ink. CopyFax is ideal for anything from in-home office to corporate multi-user. CopyFax is proud to serve our local military. Visit CopyFax.com. That's CopyFax.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 18th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, January 18th at 7 p.m. It's the Orlando Solar Bears versus the Jacksonville Icemen at ByStar Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The story of David and Goliath usually highlights lessons from David's life. He was courageous, bold, skilled, fearless, and he trusted God to give him success. But there is also a lesson to be drawn from Goliath's life. That is the value of knowing how to duck. Some people are drawn to confrontation, but others have learned the wisdom in avoiding trouble and staying alive. There were times when Jesus Christ quietly slipped away from his attackers and avoided conflict. And we should learn to do the same. There is no shame in ducking and keeping the peace. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's ways to stay out of trouble on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
It's great to have Dan, the Insurance Man, live and in the studio today, and he's been covering some general topics that are of interest to you, because we do need insurance, and Dan's got the answers.
All right. Hey, JJ, thanks so much. All right. And again, if you have a question for me off the air, this is our last segment for the hour. And if you have a question for me off the air, you can reach me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. Or you can reach me on the air here, again, 904-831-0600. Another question that I know people are interested in, but they kind of get a little bit embarrassed about asking me, and I don't know why that is there any way to lower your car insurance premium? Well, the two best ways are to either pay your premium in full or, in two payments.
Instead of doing it monthly.
If you pay it in full for the full 6 months, assuming that you're with an insurance company that does it over a 6 month versus a 12-month period, over an annual quote, paying it in full for 6 months or paying it in full for the year will always give you the lowest possible premium, or paying it in two payments will also give you they usually gives you the same discount as paying it in full if you pay half of it to get it started and half of the other half.
So the total over the year will be about the same.
That's correct. The other way that you can save on your insurance premium is increasing the deductible if something were to happen to the car. So most people are set. Most people say, "Oh, I want a $500 or a $1,000 deductible, maybe $750." But if you go with a higher deductible, say $2,000, $2,500, that will lower the cost of the insurance. But I usually recommend if you do not have a way of paying for that deductible, then don't do it. If you don't have a credit card you can use for emergency purposes, something that you could put that $2,500 deductible on, then it does not. It's not necessarily going to. It's not going to necessarily make sense to save money on the insurance to strap yourself if something were to happen, and then you can't get the car fixed.
And here's another thing with the automobiles to consider, and maybe lowering your insurance, because it happened to me when you're in the market for a new vehicle, you might want to pre-check out, give Dan a call to make sure what kind of insurance is required for the model you might be considering. Because in some cases, when you get a newer car, it's actually
payments more could expensive. Go down.
Well, sometimes it is, but I actually got, you know, two comparable vehicles. I had a late model vehicle, then I changed to another brand, and it was newer, and I called my insurance agent, and he said, no, actually, your payment will actually go down with this because it had a better security system built into it, I guess, features.
And that is possible.
Right. A lot of times it'll go up if you're getting a more substantial vehicle.
That's correct. Yep, and that's something that you should take into account. You know, sometimes people buy a car and they're like, well, I can afford this payment. And then they find out after the fact, I didn't realize I was going to be paying that much for the insurance.
Yeah. Part of your investigation into the product is not only the car, but the insurance it's going to cost to operate it.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, and then last segment, so I kind of want to go over five myths about homeowners insurance. And, you know, the biggest myth is that some people will say, well, homeowners insurance is a waste of money, and I just want to purchase the minimum insurance required, or I don't want to insure my contents. I want $0 for my contents. Well, that's fine, and I get it. You can save some money doing that. Not a big deal, not necessarily a whole lot of money, but you can save some money. But, you know, I want you to think about it. You know, your contents are more than just your furniture or the appliances in a house. Those things may not be important to you. But then think about the clothes that you wear on your back. So the truth is that I probably have, I probably got about 10 slacks at the house. And maybe about two dozen dress shirts that I use for work purpose and things like that. And, so I've got maybe about two dozen work outfits, but if I had to replace those two dozen work outfits, it's probably a good $50, $60, maybe $70 for a decent pair of slacks and another $30 for a decent dress shirt.
So it's adding up already.
So, you know.
Times 10.
that's easily a $700 to $1,000.
Sorry.
Right. Plus everything else that goes with it, a black belt, a brown belt. I need black shoes, brown shoes, depending on whether,
shoes are not inexpensive, especially if they're going to be comfortable.
That's correct. All said and told, it costs money to replace all of your clothing. And that's just my work clothes. That's not my fun weekend clothes or my after work clothes, or something where I'm going out to a movie and I'm going to be in a casual. I still want to look nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to look like, you know, I've been living under a bridge for 6 months when I go out.
That's a tough one not doing. But it seems almost like it's a no brainer, and you know, you want to cover the contents. Now the area that with the young people coming into the area, and this has been for many years, and Jacksonville is a hot market for younger workers, and they tend to rent property. They should consider renter's insurance because that's the contents, right?
That's correct.
And a lot of times that doesn't happen.
And a lot of times you're right. It does not happen. You know, the other big myth is that homeowners insurance will cover all water damage. That's not true. If it's a flood, it's not going to get covered.
That's correct.
And homeowners insurance, people will say, well, you know, if a pipe bursts, the homeowners insurance will cover the damage. That's not true. Homeowners insurance, if the house is older than 21 years or older,
mm-hmm.
The insurance companies put limited water coverage, or they remove the water coverage entirely, and then they as a rider, you have to go back in and add it.
So if it's over 20 years when the home was constructed.
That's correct. 21 or
21?
Older.
21? Okay.
Yep. As a rule of thumb.
And that moves on and on.
That's correct. Right. Like my house was built in 1955.
All right. Well, you're out of it then.
I'm out of it. My homeowner's insurance by default will not cover a pipe bursting and causing water damage in the house. The only way I can get that coverage is I have to go to the insurance company and I have to tell them, hey, I want to add the limited water coverage rider.
Mm-hmm.
So if a pipe bursts, they'll cover up to $10,000 worth of damage.
Well, and there's any, is there a deductible with that?
There, yes.
And that's the
all other perils deductible, probably about $1,000 for me, which is $1,000.
Wow. Okay.
So,
and plus your pipes are probably made of different materials than the newer ones.
Well, I did have the house replumbed. So
okay. Well, then you're already ahead of that.
I'm ahead of the curve on that one. Thank goodness. You know, my insurance company will put me up in a hotel during repairs. Well, the answer to that is yes and maybe a no. It depends on what type of repairs your house is going through. You know, if it's electrical repairs and there's not going to be any electricity, you could ask them, hey, I don't have any electricity, no hot running water. I need to be put up in a hotel for a few days while the electricians are doing this. And the insurance company will probably go ahead and do that for you.
In a catastrophic instance, if we have a terrible storm or whatever.
Correct. And there's significant. Now, just because the electricity is out, because the utility has to replace lines, no. But if
your roof is torn off.
But if your roof is torn off and there's significant structural damage, yes, you can when you file a claim with the insurance company. You can ask them for loss of use, for the loss of use coverage. So we are coming to a close here at the show, and I just want to say, if you have a question for me off the air, you can reach out to me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900, and then I'll hear from you guys next week. Have a great week.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you, Dan, and you will have some more great information.